From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. While following deer trails in snow, you'll find pellets of scat and tufts of hair, coarse gray and white hair, hollow in cross-section. A more coveted souvenir are sheds, cast-off antlers. After breeding ends in December, deer antlers loosen at the base. Once formidable weapons of territorial defense drop with testosterone levels in January. The shed antlers cast by bucks and bull moose each winter are often promptly buried by snow. Hunting antler sheds is increasing in popularity. Serious shed hunters train dogs to locate antlers by scent. While some search during winter, others return in April after snow melts. Hunters seek pristine antlers, but mice, squirrels, porcupines, rabbits, and hares commonly gnaw shed antlers beneath the snow for the minerals, protein, and concentrated calcium they contain, like oversized Flintstone vitamins. Shed hunting experts advise that success comes from knowing where deer spend early winter. Follow established deer trails to south-facing hillsides that provide warm winter sun and shelter from prevailing northwest winds. Look for antlers where deer hang out after hunting season, at the edges of swamps, near apple trees where late-drop fruit draws deer from sheltered hemlock woods. Time spent and blind luck contributes to shed hunting success. Cast antlers symbolize the cycle of life. A wealth of wildlife, summer sunlight, weathered granite-yielding minerals passed from soil to plants and concentrated into blood-nourished bone. The burnished antlers proudly wielded during autumn rites of procreation now lie buried beneath snow, only to reemerge in strong spring sunlight. Where are those big bucks now? Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.